If you have been thinking about buying a new vehicle, now is the time to do it. Donate your car during the Cartober campaign, and Hohen Motors will be offering a $1,000 thank you voucher to all donors. Go online to kpbs.org/car to make your donation.
Good morning, I'm Debbie Cruz. It's Monday, October 14th. A settlement has been reached in a suit over a San Diego law against people living in cars and RVs on city streets. More on that next, but first, let's do the headlines. A new over-the-counter test for COVID-19 and the flu is expected to be available by Thanksgiving. The FDA authorized the test last week. Paul Downey of Serving Senior says the test will help older adults and their families make safe decisions about seeing each other during the holiday season.
Having that additional information allows you to know whether you should go visit family, whether family should visit you, and what kind of treatment maybe you need to seek from a medical professional.
The nasal swab will provide results in 15 minutes and can be used by anyone as young as 2 with adult supervision. The manufacturer says the test will cost between $13 and $16 and will be available at retail stores like CVS and on Amazon.com. The state's Office of Emergency Services is kicking off the Great California Shakeout Tour with the first stop in San Diego today. As part of the tour, you can experience a simulated earthquake on a shake trailer and get information on earthquake early warning technology and preparedness tips. Today's event will be outside the Blue Line Transit stop at UCSD from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then on Thursday at 10:17 a.m., the 2024 Great California Shakeout will happen. That's when people throughout the state drop cover and hold on for the annual earthquake drill. Fall weather is finally here. The National Weather Service says temperatures will drop a couple degrees each day this week. Today in the inland areas, temps will be in the low 70s, and in the mountains and by the coast, it'll be in the low 60s. We'll have to wait for that cool weather in the deserts. It'll hit the mid-90s. There's a slight chance of rain in most parts of the county starting Wednesday night. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Felt, Curator of Photography at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're pleased to welcome to San Diego Pre-Picte Human, the latest exhibition from the world's leading award for photography and sustainability. The Museum of Photographic Arts at the San Diego Museum of Art is the only U.S. venue on the international tour of Pre-Picte Human. See work by 12 shortlisted photographers, including the award winner Indian photographer Gauri Gill, in the celebrated exhibition Exploring Human Experiences. Pre-Picte Human is on view now through December 15, 2024 at MOPA at SDMA in Balboa Park. Learn more at mopa.org.
It's been 7 years, but a judge late last week okayed a class action settlement in a suit over a San Diego law against people sheltering in cars and RVs on city streets. In 2017, a group of unsheltered people and homeless advocacy groups sued the city over its vehicle habitation ordinance. Under that law, people living in their cars and RVs could face fines or even have their vehicles impounded. Madeline McCormick is a lawyer for the plaintiffs. She says tickets will be dismissed and other enforcement actions will also stop.
The city cannot enforce those two ordinances against folks who find themselves living in their vehicles if there are no alternative parking options. Another benefit long-term is improvements to the safe parking lots in San Diego, particularly the Mission Valley lot.
McCormick says it took 7 years to reach the settlement because of complicated issues surrounding the city's vehicle habitation laws. The city attorney issued a statement saying in part that this measure will result in more unhoused individuals finding the support they need through the Safe Lot program. Project 2025 calls the Department of Education a one-stop shop for the woke education cartel. Public Matters investigative reporter Amitha Sharma says it could gravely impact local campuses.
Project 2025 seeks to dismantle the Department of Education and have the Department of Justice enforce laws related to students with disabilities as well as civil rights protections. It would eliminate protections for LGBTQ students, and it would get rid of Head Start, a program that offers health services and helps feed young children living in poverty. San Diego Unified School District Board Vice President Cody Peterson says there is a racial element to Project 2025's proposals.
If you see who's victimized by these efforts, they're predominantly, or at least disproportionately, students of color, families of color.
The plan also advocates for universal private school choice, which Peterson says has been a longstanding goal of the conservative movement with one aim.
You know, moving $60 billion at the federal level is not how you destroy public education. You destroy it by essentially universalizing vouchers.
Former President Donald Trump has renounced Project 2025, but he has also praised the Heritage Foundation, which wrote it. The organization declined an interview. Amita Sharma, KPBS News.
A statewide effort called My Vote, My Health aims to increase turnout among low-income voters. Reporter Heidi DeMarco says health practitioners are involved.
San Ysidro Health pediatrician Aldo Rodriguez is encouraging families to vote during routine checkups. He says civic participation is linked to better health outcomes.
People that we've elected have made, you know, big impacts in people's lives. You know, now being able to ensure that all children, regardless of their legal status, can receive health care.
New data from the California Health Interview Survey show a connection between economic hardship, housing instability, and low civic engagement among vulnerable populations. Less than half of people facing housing insecurity or earning around $30,000 a year are voting regularly. That's compared to about 70% of people in more stable situations earning twice as much. Alejandra Perez is Director of Community Relations for San Ysidro Health.
We can only support with about 20% of the overall health outcomes of a patient. The remaining 80% are influenced by factors that policies really drive.
They will continue to educate the community until November 5th. Heidi DeMarco, KPBS News.
If you live along the coast, anywhere between Carlsbad and Coronado, or inland in communities like Rancho Santa Fe, Rancho Penasquitos, Mira Mesa, or University City, you're in San Diego County's District 3. And you have a choice this election, whether to keep your current county supervisor or elect a new one. Reporter John Carroll looks at the candidates.
Tara Lawson Reamer is the current board member running for a second term.
I'm a surfer, I'm a mom, and making sure we have clean water and a healthy environment is absolutely my top priority.
Other big topics are affordable housing and homelessness.
When I was elected, we had zero county-supported shelter beds. Countywide, we now have over 900.
Lawson Reamer says she supports banning encampments as long as the focus is on getting people the help they need to get off the streets. She's being challenged by former San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, who did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. His campaign website says he will aggressively build shelters and encourage builders to create neighborhood-appropriate housing. He also promises to protect the environment and make it less annoying for people to work with the government. The Board of Supervisors is nonpartisan, but Lawson Reamer's election in 2020 made it majority Democrat. Faulkner is a Republican, and if he is elected, the board would go back to Republican control. John Carroll, KPBS News.
Dracula, the infamous bloodsucker of Bram Stoker's Victorian novel, gets a comic transfusion courtesy of the Old Globe. Arts reporter Beth Accomando goes behind the scenes to find out what goes into creating a comedy of terrors.
Bram Stoker did not invent the vampire, but his 1897 novel gave us the iconic character of Dracula, which has inspired much of the pop culture lore surrounding the undead creatures of the night. The play Dracula, a comedy of terrors, is not really referencing Stoker's blood-sucking count, but rather our pop culture knowledge and memories of vampires, says actor George Crissa.
I think we grew up with some version of Dracula or another. I think my very first one would be the Count from Sesame Street.
I am the Count. Huh. Do you know why they call me the Count? Hmm? because I love to count things.
Which is probably where I get my accent from.
Good evening! Allow me to introduce myself. I am Count Dracula.
Drew Droege plays Dr. Van Helsing to Chris's Dracula at the Globe.
I read Bram Stoker's Dracula before I came in to do this, and it's wonderful, but there's very little similarity between this and the show. But what's so smart about this show is that it gives you what you think you remember. I also watched a lot of movies about Dracula. I went and watched a lot of the Hammer movies, and every one of them have different rules.
The vampire may be destroyed by being immersed in clear running water, and it lives in mortal dread of the light of day. A stake through the heart or decapitation returns the victim's innocence.
So this play makes up its own rules and even breaks them. Gender is ignored in key casting, with Droege playing two women in the show.
I never feel like the gender is the joke. A lot of times I play women, just for the laughs. But in this show, there's a lot of like girl power and feminism, and it's a lot of fun. Plus, this show has so many jokes about misogyny and about patriarchy.
Excuse me, Dr. Deskridge.
Hello there. So nice to meet you. You must be Mrs. Van Helsing.
Dr. Van Helsing.
Droege even gets to play what may be the first drag version of Dr. Van Helsing.
I think you're correct. I think it is the very first that I know of drag Van Helsing. Happy to be part of that lineage.
To play Dr. Jean Van Helsing, Droege tapped into another pop culture reference. Cloris Leachman's Frau Blücher in Young Frankenstein.
What was great in rehearsal was that we absolutely had no dialogue coach whatsoever. And they gave us free rein to just like commit and pick a voice. Because again, that's the spirit of the show. It's sort of like, we also, the show is, we're a company of actors who come out and say,
on behalf of theater management, we've been asked to issue a friendly warning.
We're about to unfold the story of Dracula.
A bloodthirsty monster who plays God with helpless victims.
Draining them of life to extend his own.
The result is a high-energy farce that runs with the precision of a Swiss watch.
This script is verbal farce. One or can ruin the rhythm of the line. You have to really be on top of each other's energy, because otherwise it does go haywire.
The energy is palpable in the Globe's intimate theater in the round, where the audience can be just inches away from the actors.
Well, I think what's really great about doing it in the round is that there's no place to hide. So you have no choice but to be completely invested the entire time. And there's moments when we can really take the audience in and make them a part of it so that we're all kind of in on the same thing.
Like when Krissa rips off his shirt and invites the audience to admire his very fit and very vain Count Dracula.
I am highly desirable.
His self-love and workout routine are mined for laughs, but they also tap into part of the Count's legacy.
There's something very seductive about the way that he's been written and the way that he's been played, that he's a lover. It's like, again, kind of seductive that he bites you on the neck.
Well, I was talking about the varicose veins in your neck.
My neck? Oh, what a refreshing compliment.
Dracula, a comedy of terrors, is a 90-minute, no-intermission, breakneck farce that sheds no blood but may draw some tears of laughter. No need to be afraid of this Dracula. He's strictly here to entertain you and maybe slay you with his abs. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.
Dracula, a Comedy of Terrors, runs through November 3rd at the Old Globe's Cheryl and Harvey White Theater. That's it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. Join us again tomorrow for the day's top stories. I'm Debbie Cruz. Thanks for listening, and have a great Monday.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers. Experience the new 2024 Tacoma at your local dealer and learn about the new lineup, including turbocharged four-cylinder engines and a hybrid powertrain option. San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.